that we have remaining tonight, preach a message entitled Thankful for Him. Thankful for Him. And let's pray. Let's open prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the time. It's been good to laugh and to fellowship, and I enjoy all the time together, but Lord, it's time for preaching time, and I pray that You'd, Holy Spirit power, come, and I pray for the time that we're in Your book, and I pray to be profitable. I do pray for this evening, and I think of all those that we prayed for tonight. I pray that You'd be with others that have lost loved ones this time of year. And I just pray that You'd put Your hand of grace and comfort upon those folks in their hearts tonight. Bless our time in Your book and around this service. In Your name we pray. Amen. You know, thankful time, I guess really thinking about the time of Thanksgiving, preacher alluded to it even Sunday night with even the Bible giveaway. And he was talking about those first pilgrims, the early time in our history. And yes, we understand they're trying to rewrite history. I mean, that's right before us. Not just the Bible, but they're even trying to rewrite it for our nation, the history. So let me just for a moment, if I could, give you a little bit about that first Thanksgiving that many people point back to in the fall of 1621. Thanksgiving is a national holiday that takes place, as everybody knows, on the fourth Thursday in November. But why do we celebrate Thanksgiving? And what is the meaning behind it? Well, early on, the English, the tradition, if you will, for Thanksgiving, they declared days of prayer. Prayer and Thanksgiving is what they prayed during the time, and something even that happened that was good, they would stop and they would give thanksgiving for that time, and they'd pray and they'd thank God for what He did. And for example, the English declared a day of Thanksgiving the summer of 1623, when even just a gentle rain ended a long drought. They declared it a day and gave thanks to the Lord of a day of Thanksgiving. Well, if you, again, back in history, in the fall of 1621, when laborers were rewarded with a bountiful harvest after the year of sickness and the scarcity that was going on back then, the pilgrims gave thanks to God. They also celebrated their bounty with a tradition that was back then called the Harvest Home. That's what they called it, the Harvest Home. And a letter was written, the only one they really know of back then, by a man named Edward Winslow. He wrote the only record or the record of the celebration as that survived that day, and he wrote this. He said, "Our harvest being," and he wrote it back to family and friends there in England, "being gotten in," he says, "our governor sent four men on fowling, that we might after a more special manner rejoice together, after we had gathered the fruits of our labors. They four in one day killed as much fowl as, with a little help besides, served the company almost a week, at which time, amongst other recreations, we exercised our arms, many of the Indians coming among us, and among the rest, their greatest king, Massasoit, with some go-men, whom for 3 days were entertained and feasted. And they went out and killed five deer," hallelujah, amen, they had some venison, "which they brought to the plantation and bestowed on our governor and upon the captain and others." This is the part that I thought was quite amazing. And he ends and he says, "And although it be not always so plentiful as it was at this time with us, yet by the goodness of God, we are so far from want that we often wish you partakers of our plenty." Boy, what a great statement. What a great thought. The goodness of God. God's goodness that He's bestowed on this great nation. To just pause for a little bit of time, in many places nowadays, if you go in shops and stores, they've almost overlooked Thanksgiving. It's gone right to Christmas. And for what they believe is gift-giving, and that's it. Not the greatest of that of Christ's birth. But here we stop and we think about Thanksgiving and the goodness of what God has done for us. He says, "We are so far from want." Isn't that truly what an American really is so far at this point of want? Can you think of anything that you didn't have at your house that you needed and you couldn't go down to the store and get? It's pretty easy, wasn't it? I think of those that as well during this time, on the spiritual side of this, will potentially gather around a table, or maybe tables, and have a meal. Many of you will gather with saved loved ones, but there'll be some that will gather with unsafe family members who will be missing this very thing. This thing that he talks about, the goodness of God. They are in want. They are in need. Whether they realize it or not, there's a world that's dying and going to hell. But I just want to say I'm thankful for him. So thankful for him. As we turn our attention back to the passage of Scripture that we read before, back in Psalm 92, it says at the beginning, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. I hope at some point in time, during the next several days, you stop and just thank the Lord for what he's done. I just want to give three simple points tonight about being thankful for him. Number one, because what he's done for us. We can be thankful because what he's done for us. Maybe it's been a little while since you've thought about what he's done or what he even is. Maybe you've forgotten, but just a reminder. Brought back some old notes of some preaching days when I was a preacher boys class, Brother Andrew, and brought back some of those notes about the attributes of God. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega. He's the bright morning star. He's the changeless one. He's the door. He's the everlasting Father. He's the first and the last. He's the good shepherd. He's the Holy One of Israel. He is the I Am. He's the Jehovah Shalom. He's peace. He's the King of glory. He's the Lamb of God. He's the merciful. He's the only potentate. He's the name above every name. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the quickening spirit. He's the shield. He's the righteous judge. He is the true vine. He's the unspeakable gift. He's the very present help. He's the wonderful. He's the exceeding great reward. He's the young child, and he's the zeal of the Lord of hosts. And that's just a few of the other five pages of attributes about what our Lord is. If you're thankful for anything, be thankful for the attributes of what he is. As he's pretty amazing. He's pretty awesome. Our God, that is. I know it's generally brought up four times a year, but if you'll turn over to Luke chapter 22, famous passage of Scripture when it comes to our Lord's Supper. Matthew, then Mark, and then for my sake, Luke. Remember where it's at. Luke chapter 22 and verse 14 says this, "And when the hour was come, and he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him." We know where this at, the Passover, right? The Last Supper. Skip down to verse 19. "And he took bread and gave thanks." Imagine, he gave thanks. He's thankful. "And brake it and gave them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood which is shed for you." I just think about that passage of Scripture this time of year, and are you thankful for what happened at Calvary? Are you thankful for what he did for you? Oh yeah, he saved you from, I was talking to Brother Todd today a little bit about that, those that are on the grace side of everything. They think they can do everything and then, well, it's okay, I'm saved. I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I believe as a Christian we ought to be thankful for what he's done for us. Or just thankful for him. I'm sure thankful for him. If we look back there in Psalm 92, back to Psalm 92, we see another thing about this in Psalm 92. What does it say after that? "To show forth thy loving," verse 2, "to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, in thy faithfulness every night." The psalmist David stating, I realize this is a psalm written about the Sabbath day. I realize that's the start of this chapter. But many of the psalms that he wrote were about Thanksgiving. That's what he wrote about. He was thankful in song of what God had done for him. And he said, you know what? There's really no time to stop thanking the Lord. It should be all the time. In the morning, and in the evening, and any time in between. We get a time to stop and thank the Lord, we ought to thank the Lord for what He's done. He's sure been good. And I get it. We've heard it, right? We know the time's coming. The Lord's coming back. And He is. And I can't wait. I really can't. I'm excited about that. But I'm also thankful for what He's done. We should at least at some point just stop and thank Him for what He's done. We go on and we read in verse number 3, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon psaltery and upon the harp with a solemn sound. Number 2, and this one, number 2, because of what He gave us. I'm thankful for Him because of what He gave us. If you'll follow me on this one, I'm thankful for our church. Boy, I'm thankful for a local church. A place where we can come to. I think about Preacher, he talks about it, and he'll even pray sometimes, and he says, I'm thankful for life, breath, and health. I'm thankful for those things. Thankful for what God has given us. I'm thankful for a church, though, where we can be challenged and convicted and uplifted. Boy, I've been down sometimes and come to church and just a song that was uplifting. Or a word that someone in church didn't even know what was going on passed by and spoke. But I'm thankful for Him because of Him giving us a church. I'm thankful when I've been worked over at church. Pastor's preached a message or he's preaching, I felt like a heel. I wanted to slide right underneath the door to get out of here. I'm thankful for church because of the people. That's what church is about. It's the people. I'm thankful for a pastor. We sang Sunday morning. One of my favorite parts of that song, I've been blessed. A pastor to lead us this altar to pray. I'm thankful for the altar. Time to come and a time to be able to just speak back to Him. Thankful for what He's done. Are you thankful? Has it been a minute? Has it been just a couple minutes before that you just stopped and said, the world's going crazy and people have gone nuts? They have. I mean, just drive around a little bit and you know that's the truth. Have you stopped and just said, thank you, Lord, for what You've done? Thankful for this place? 1280 Armour Road. I enjoy coming to this place. We're not perfect. Not at all. But it's a good place. It's a godly place. It's a place where we can serve. It's a place where we can give. It's a place where we can search for others. I love soul winning time. I'm thankful for souls, the opportunity to go out. I'm thankful for the bus ministry. I'm thankful for the Sunday school ministries. Man, the list can go on and on and on. But have you paused just a little bit to say thank you for what we have? I'm thankful for a home, and I'm thankful for all those things. But spiritually speaking, I'm thankful for a place I can come and get uplifted. There's a lot of other churches out there. I realize that. But I'm kind of partial to this one. Kind of like this one. So have you stopped? How long has it been? Verse 3, as I read already, why sing? Well, turn over to Psalm 33. Here's why we sing. Psalm 33. So I don't like singing. We'll get used to it because that's what we're going to be doing in heaven. Do a lot of singing. Psalm 33, verse 2 says this, praise the Lord with harp, sing unto Him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto Him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth. They're done in truth. I'm thankful for this place because the truth is proclaimed. The truth is herald the good news. That death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for this place. Are you thankful for a place that we get to see folks saved? Amen. I was talking to Brother Allen about that. Man, what a joy. Amen. places that go through a drought for a long time. We get to see people. Is it just another thing to you? Is it just another, well, we've saw that before. But I'm thankful for a place that's alive. I'm thankful for this place. When's the last time you were just thankful for your church, for your local church? And last, we see there back to Psalm 92. Verse 4 says, "For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep." I've pondered that for a while. How great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. There is no way we can even get close to comprehending and understanding the God of heaven. There's no way. But number 3 tonight, I'm thankful to Him, or for Him, because of what He will do for us. I've thought about heaven. Thought about that place that He's prepared for us. Go over to John, if you would. John chapter 14. I'll close with this tonight. I'm thankful for heaven. I've thought about folks in this church that recently lost loved ones. What a glad reunion day that's going to be. John chapter 14, it says there in verse 1, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Man, can't wait. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." He's coming back. He's coming back because of what He's done for us. He's coming back for us. He is. "And receive you unto myself, that where I am, hallelujah, there you may be also." He's coming back. I'm thankful for heaven. The question's real simple tonight. When's the last time you just paused? Maybe it's been a little bit. I know it's Thanksgiving. And again, we're getting around the table and thank the food and all the things, family and all those. But what about just, are you thankful for Him? For the Lord? For what God has done for you? I know last Wednesday night, that part of worthy, I haven't gotten that out of my mind. Worthy. Worthy. The Lamb that was slain. Boy, He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all thanksgiving. Because it all belongs to Him anyway. So with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, as musicians come, you'd stand to your feet. How about you tonight? I know for me, it was just a reminder. I needed the reminder of how worthy He is, sometimes how ungrateful I am. Maybe you're just thankful for your church. It's a time to use the altar, just thankful for what He's done. For salvation, for what He will do, what He's going to do. He's coming back. Are you ready? Maybe you're not saved. I know it's a home crowd, but maybe you're not saved. Well, I'd hate to know that somebody slips off into eternity and doesn't know heaven's their home. Maybe there's somebody like that tonight. Not 100% sure. I'm on my way to heaven. Brother Bragg, I'll slip my hand up. I don't know for sure, but I'd sure like to. How about the rest of us tonight? Something in the message that spoke to your heart about thankfulness. Would you slip your hand up and say, "That spoke to me. I haven't been quite like I should on that area." As the musician plays, the altar's open. Let's do business with the Lord.